3. Third night. The next night, Bill Mills was left alone again to take care of the sheep. He tried bravely not to think of what lay behind the devil's door, but without much success. So he was almost pleased, as well as surprised, when the Duke and Duchess appeared near the hut at about 11 o'clock. He watched and listened through the little window in his hut. "I tell you, he did not think it was worth coming again," the Duke said, reluctant to walk further. "He is not here, so turn around and come home. He doesn't seem to be here, it's true. Perhaps something has happened to him. Oh, poor Fred, I do hope he is all right," the Duke said quickly. "Oh, he probably has some other meeting to go to." "I don't think so. Or perhaps he has found it too far to come." "Nor is that probable." "Then perhaps he thought it was better not to come." "Yes, perhaps. Or he may be here all the time, hiding behind the devil's door. Let's go and see and surprise him."
"Oh, he's not there."
"Perhaps he's lying very quietly in the grass there, because of you," she said, smiling.
"Oh, no, not because of me."
"Come then. Dearest, you're as reluctant as a schoolboy tonight. I know you're jealous of poor Fred, but you have no reason to be."
"I'll come. I'll come. Say no more, Harriet."
And together they crossed the grass towards the stones. The boy came out of the hut to see what happened next, but the Duchess saw him moving in the darkness.
"Ah, I see him at last," she said.
"See him?" cried the Duke. "Where?"
"By the devil's door. Don't you see him?" she laughed.
"Ah, my poor lover cousin, you'll be in trouble now."
"It's not him," said the Duke in horror. "It can't be him."
"No, it isn't. It's too small for him. It's a boy."
"Ah, I thought so. Boy, come here."
Fearfully, young Bill came closer.
"What are you doing here?" asked the Duke.
"Taking care of the sheep, Your Grace."
"Ah, you know me?
Do you keep sheep here every night?"
"Most nights in winter, Your Grace."
"And what have you seen here tonight, or last night?" asked the Duchess. "Anyone waiting or walking about?" The boy was silent.
"He has seen nothing," said her husband quickly, staring angrily at the boy. "Come, let us go. The air is cold."
When they had gone, young Bill went back to the sheep, but he was not alone for long. Half an hour later, the Duke's heavy steps were heard again. His wife was not with him.
"Listen, boy," he said. "The Duchess asked you a question, and I want you to answer it. Have you seen anything strange these nights when you've been watching your sheep?"
"Your Grace, I'm just a poor, stupid boy, and what I see I don't remember."
"I ask you again," said the Duke, holding the boy's shoulder with a strong hand and staring down into his frightened face. "Did you see anything strange here last night?"
"Oh, Your Grace, don't kill me," cried the boy, falling to the ground. "I've never seen you walking here, or riding here, or waiting for a man, or pulling a dead body along."
"Ah," said the Duke coldly, "it is good to know that you have never seen those things. Now, which do you prefer, to see me do those things now, or to keep a secret all your life?"
"Keep a secret, Your Grace."
"You are sure you can do it?"
"Oh, try me, Your Grace."
"Very well. And now, do you like being a shepherd?"
"Not at all. 'Tis lonely work for a boy like me, who sees ghosts everywhere, and my master sometimes beats me."
"I'll give you new clothes and send you to school and make a man of you, but you must never say you've been a shepherd boy. The moment that you forget yourself and speak of what you've seen on the hills this year, next year, or 20 years from now, I will stop helping you, and you'll come down to being a poor shepherd again."
"I'll never speak of it, Your Grace."
"Come here."
The Duke took the boy to the devil's door.
"Now, make a promise in front of these ancient stones. The ghosts that live in this place will find you and punish you if you ever speak of your life as a shepherd boy or what you saw then. Promise to keep this secret." His face, as white as a sheet, the boy promised. Then they went down into the valley, the Duke holding the boy's hand. That night, the boy slept at Shakeforest Towers, and the next day, he was sent away to school.